as well. So I'm going to be kind of transitioning through my phone. Trusted Canon, I trust that if I'm lose service briefly or anything like that, you can steer the ship here. So I know for the record that we have in attendance Trustee Brooks, Trustee Morrow, Trustee Cannon, Trustee McDermott, and myself, Justin Elliker. So we have a quorum. I don't see any of the other two trustees on yet, but we'll keep an eye on that. I'd like to go a little bit out of order in the agenda to item two, approval of the minutes for March 30th, 2023. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion. Trustee Cannon. Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
So Trustee Cannon made the motion. Trustee Brooks seconded. Is there any discussion on the minutes? No discussion on the minutes. All those in favor, Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
And I am an I as well, so that item passes. Moving on to administrative matters, B, or I'm sorry. Excuse me. Administrative matters, item A, determination formula for the purchase of prior city service is, this was tabled. So there needs to be a motion to take it off the table. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Trustee Morrow made the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second for purpose of discussion.
Okay, Trustee Brooks seconded. Is there any discussion about taking this item off the table? All those in favor, Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
And I am an, I see Trustee Ribeiro just joined. Is that right? Well, I'm an I as well. And so the item is taken off the table. Is there a motion to approve the item so that we can start discussion on the item? I guess, so maybe I'll correct. Let's, because there's no, there's multiple ways to calculate this. Let's just start the discussion. And I see Attorney Strother here. Attorney Strother, are you prepared to give some summary of this item?
No, I am not. I don't know about this item, Your Honor.
I think, wasn't Attorney Cohen working on this item, Leanna?
Hi, this is Leanna. These two options that were presented, they were presented at last month's meeting. It was the actuary who came up, you know, said the two options that are available for this prior city service buyback. And at last month's meeting, I believe it was Trustee Cannon and Trustee McDermott, they wanted to discuss it with the unions and labor relations, which is why it was tabled.
Thanks for the reminder, Leanna. Trustee Cannon and Trustee McDermott, did you have those discussions or do we need to keep the item on ice?
Trustee Cannon here, Mayor Elker, I would need to keep this on ice. We're not ready to move forward at this time.
Okay. If there's no disagreement, why don't we table the item again if there's a motion?
So move, Mr. Chair. We'll table this item.
Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Brooks made the motion. I think that was Trustee Cannon that seconded. All those in favor of tabling, Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro, is that you in attendance?
Yes, I am here and I'm an aye.
Thank you, Trustee Ribeiro.
Good morning.
Good morning. Just for the record, Trustee Ribeiro has joined us. item three, administrative matters, B, Yale Occupational Agreement Extension.
Hi, this is Leanna. So the agreement with Yale Occupational, who handles, you know, the medical reports for us, in their contract, it was technically expired last May, but it was in there that they would do 2 one-year extensions with no time limit on to when, you know, we'd have to submit for that. So our recommendation is for the trustees to approve for a written notice to extend the Yale occupational agreement with PNS for an additional 2 1-year terms, which would be through 2023 and 2024.
Thank you, Leanna. Any questions on this? Any questions? Is there a motion to extend this agreement for 2 additional 1-year terms?
Trustee Cannon, motion to extend Yale occupational agreement.
Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Cannon made the motion. Trustee Brooks seconded the motion. Any discussion? All those in favor, Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. That item passes. Item 4, age annuity retirement information only. Just note those names. Thank you to those individuals for their service to the city. Item 5, age annuity retirement and service-connected disability. Vincent Hall, Michael Garden, Anthony Bolden, and Carlos Alicia. The trustees have received information about those individuals in their packets. Is there a need for us to go into executive session for any questions or discussion on these items? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve these 4 age annuity retirement and service connected disability requests?
So moved.
Motion.
Trustee Brooks made the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Cannon seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor, Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. Item 5 passes. Item 6 and item 7, death after retirement information only for the passing of Joseph McDonald and survivor death after retirement, Angelina Rizzo. If we could have a moment of silence to reflect on the passing of those individuals, please. Thank you. Item 8, payment of the bills. Is there a motion to approve payment of the bills?
So moved, Trustee McDermott.
Second.
Trustee Brooks made the second. Any discussion on payment of the bills? Any discussion? All those in favor, Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow, just to be clear, that's a nay or an aye?
Aye, aye. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. Payment of bills passes. Any old business? Any new business? Moving back to item 1 on the agenda, investment report, executive session. Dave, I see Dave here. Do you want to, we need to go into executive session here?
Mr. Chair, do you need a motion for us to go into executive session?
I think so, but if Dave could just respond, that's still a need here.
Sure.
I'm sorry, Dave, can you say that again?
I'm in the room.
So maybe, yeah, you try it again.
Yeah, you can share it. You have access.
Okay. Can they hear me now?
Yes.
Can hear you.
Okay, so yes, I was told by counsel that we should be in executive session briefly for this first item.
Dave, can you clarify who you think is important to have in this room? I presume it is you and Attorney Strother and obviously the trustees, but anyone else?
No.
Maybe Leanna.
Sure.
Okay. So, Trustee Brooks.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion. We go in executive session. Attorney Struthers, Dave Morgan, Leanne Emerson, and the trustees for this session.
And we probably could include Taylor in this as well.
And I will amend to include Taylor.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Trustee Cannon here. We also have Fan in the room. She's part of the staff, so we should include the entire staff.
Okay. Thank you for that correction. Trustee Brooks, that's okay with you, I presume?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second. Trustee Ribeiro.
Trustee Ribeiro made the second. Any discussion on going into executive session? All those in favor, Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. Taylor, can you do some magic here to have us go into executive session, please? I see. So we're out of executive session. No votes were taken. I see Trustee Brooks, Trustee Morrow, Trustee Ribeiro, and of course the conference room trustees are here. Is there a motion from the trustees to follow the recommendation of Raymond James and exit the Invesco Mortgage Recovery Fund 2?
Trustee Cannon, motion to follow the recommendation of Raymond James consultant Dave Moran to exit Invesco Mortgage Company 2.
Is there a second?
Trustee McDermott, second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. That item passes. So we've gone through the agenda other than item 1B. We'll turn it over to you, Dave.
Okay, good morning. I'm going to share my screen again. I did add to the, I'm not sure if it was in the book, but this is a information, information only. These are upcoming conferences for trustees. I just want to put it out there and make sure everyone knows what's in the future here for pension conferences. There's one coming up in Newport, which is the Opal Conference. It's very popular. Obviously, it's a nice place to visit. That's at the Newport Marriott on the July 10th. It's free to all pension consultants and trustees. So if you have any questions about that, feel free to call me. We can talk about the details. There's another conference before that. I probably should have done that in a different order. And CPRS is the National Conference for Public Employee Retirement Systems. Very popular with the police and fire community. And that is down in New Orleans at the Marriott, May 21st through the 24th. Again,
Dave, can I interrupt real quick? Leanne, not to put you on the spot, but can you just review really quickly what the trustees, what the process is if they wish to attend one of the these conferences?
Hi, this is Leanne. Yeah, so there is reimbursement for the trustees for their costs towards these conferences. It would either be within 10 days of returning from the conference, you would need to save all of your receipts. There's also a form that we have that we can send to you that you would need to fill out and submit to us. And then it would go on the next agenda for approval for reimbursement. Or there is an option to do it prior to the meeting. If you get the invoices, we can put it on an upcoming agenda if there's enough time prior to the meeting.
Thanks, Lena. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay. Let's see here. Stop sharing that screen. Apologize, I'm driving here. So I'm not driving. I'm driving the ship here while we look at the presentation. Okay, everybody can see that?
Yes.
Let's go with the report for March. I'll talk about the market while I'm doing the report and then sum it up. You can see the top line here, the funds at $368 million. If you look over to the fiscal year to date, which is about four columns over, 6.77% with about 8 or 9 weeks to go up until June 30th. We're looking at a discount rate for this year of 7.25%. So hopefully the market continues. It's been on a good run the last couple of days with earnings. Hopefully we can get to that number by June 30th at 7.25%. Most portfolios this month of the month of March did well. Page down to our equity managers on the large cap side. Sizer, the first one, had a rough month, but they're doing well in line with their fiscal year to date number up about 9%. Pretty in line with their index of the Russell 1000. Aristotle has done well. Their 3-month number is very good, as well as the fiscal year. Atalanta, Atalanta's done okay. The long-term numbers are catching up, but they've had a good run recently. Mid-cap space, Cook & Bieler has been great the last 3 to 6 months. So, 4% versus 1.3, 20 over 12 is a good number, and they're doing the job and bouncing back from where they were. Mutual, also with the mid-cap portfolio, right in line with what they were hired to do. After that, we go into our small cap managers. Clearbridge has done well over time since inception numbers, 11 versus 8. And you can see they're pretty in line for the last month. Cook & Bieler on this portfolio, again, really turned the ship with some of their quality value names. Look at their 3-month, 6-month, and fiscal year to date numbers pretty dramatically, and the 1-year number pretty dramatically outperforming their benchmark. Channing, again, doing well. You can read it, 6 months, doing well, fiscal year challenge, but the long-term numbers are okay. WCM, our international managers, WCM has also bounced back pretty well. We did hear from them in the past year, up 10% versus 7, up 25 versus 17, and fiscal year to date, great number right there. Exponents is our manager of managers in our emerging manager portfolio, so international. New manager, they got funded in September, and they're doing their job also, double-digit returns in the last 6 months. I'll actually be meeting with them this afternoon. They're in New Haven, so that'll be good. MFS, again, numbers pretty much in line. Go down to our fixed income managers. Getting a little bit of a bounce here in this month. Things have changed, but a little bit of a bounce here with rates that were going down in March. So fairly in line. Atalanta's doing the job. Western, conservative portfolio. Cincinnati's had outperformance because of the markets. We've talked about that and the way they manage bonds a little differently from the rest. And then we have Mutual, and then we have Ceritas, or Serenitas, which is a fixed income manager, but more on the private side. And they're just up and running in October, and their numbers are doing well. I've talked to them yesterday, and they're looking they're very positive for the rest of the year going forward. Our cash number, $34 million plus the six, is less than that because we just sent money out yesterday to Northern Trust. The majority of this cash will be used going forward for benefit payments. If there's an opportunity come the summer, which I think there will be, we'll probably trim the tree and take money from other places and use that as a going forward strategy until we get into the next funding season, which is obviously the fall, the fourth quarter. Go down to the next page. Alkeon has been another hot topic here at the top line, really bouncing back in the last 3 months. You can see their outperformance of 15% versus 7%. It is a volatile portfolio. We are watching them. We've been watching them, and we'll continue to. So they're really fighting back from a rough year and a half, and we'll continue to watch that. So we're good with that. I'd like to go down to page 13 and take a look at our asset allocation. There we are, getting a little bit closer to where we should be. All of our equity managers are in line. I don't know what that uninvested allocation mandate is, but I'll take a look at that. That should be there. But all of our other managers are in line. We're a little out of line still, probably back in line given what we just did. So out of line of cash, hedge funds, we're still down a little bit, but that should bounce. Also private equity are in line, and real estate, high in real estate. We're going to have a presentation next month with one of our biggest real estate investments, which is Intercontinental. There's been a lot of movement in commercial real estate all over the country, but some of these major cities, San Francisco to name, San Francisco went from 5% vacancy rates up to close to 30 on the commercial building side. So first time in a long time, we're getting some real pressure on commercial real estate. Let's have them in next month, talk about their portfolio, and more importantly, just the broad view of what's going on in their business as a general business, and it'll apply to some of our other managers too. So that's on that part of the agenda. I don't know if I could pull up the market talk. It might take me a little longer than I need. It's not necessary. If you looked at that, that would be the columns on the right-hand side. The market's done well. It's up year to date. There is a large consensus on Wall Street that the market is overpriced. We're at about 20 times earnings on the S&P 500. Historically, we're between the 15, 17% range going back forever. There's reasons why it's a little bit rich. Most of the street thinks that we're ahead of ourselves. We think that earnings are coming down dramatically given the recession. And we think that there's a possibility of a late recession going into, you know, the summertime. And again, the opinions are all over the street. With that said, usually when there's a major consensus in one direction, things tend to go the other way. So we've had earnings now for the last 3 weeks, which has been really, really strong on both the industrial side. Caterpillar came out this morning with incredible numbers. And on the technology side, Microsoft came out the day before and had the best quarter probably in the last 3 years. Facebook came out last night. Stock's up 20% in a day. So we're getting participation in a lot of different areas that people aren't. So we'll see. We're still invested across the portfolio. And we think I think, that the lows are in back in October. I don't think we're going to go back and retest that type of low environment. With that said, we've had a lot of return in the first quarter. So if we spend the next, you know, three quarters break even, it's still a good year. I don't see us pulling back that dramatically. And if we do pull back, again, it'll be a buying period going into summer. There's a saying in our business, you make a lot of your money during the winter season in the first quarter. And then there's a saying called sell in May, go away. So people sell in May, you can't make any money in from May on until the rest of the year. But we don't have that benefit because we're fully invested usually all the time. Keep that in mind. If we get some softness in the next couple of months, it's not something that's not seasonal. It's very common. We have a stubborn inflation situation, and we have a Fed that's fighting it. We'll see one more rate increase in the first part of May, which should be their last. That's the rhetoric that's out there. They're not going to come out and tell us probably themselves because they don't want the market to go crazy and go straight up. But that's probably the end of the hiking cycle. We've seen enough slowdown and make matrix with the economy to really tell, hey, this is a situation where inflation should be in line and their target inflation rate, what, 2%, get back to that number by next year, maybe the first or second quarter of next year. And even if we don't get back to 2%, you know, 3% might be the new 2%. So they're doing their job. They want to slow everything down. They've done that. And hopefully going into 2024, after the rate cuts, we should see a good environment for stocks. With inflation down, risk assets like equities do well.
Dave, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I got to hop off. So, Trustee Cannon, can you take over?
Understood.
All right, done. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody.
That's my story for today. I'll open up to any questions, but that's where we stand.
Any questions for Mr. Moran? Dave, I have a question. How much cash went out to Northern Trust yesterday?
Derek, you on here? I saw that email this morning. I think we sent out $6 million.
I want to say it might have been $7 million. Yeah, this is Lena.
$7 million went out. So I think we had six there. So unless they spent that six, but $7 million went out. And we do need reserves over the next couple of months to continue to do that.
And that should leave us approximately how much in cash? I apologize. I put the paperwork.
It should be about
34 maybe.
About 30, because we have another money at another location with our alternatives custodian. Let's see here. Oh, sorry. There we go. So give or take 30 million.
Okay. Any questions? Any further questions? I believe, if I'm correct, that everything else has been covered. Every other item has been covered. And the only remaining item is item number 11, adjournment. I get a motion.
So moved.
Motion's been made by Trustee McDermott. Second?
Second.
Trustee Brooks with the second. All those in favor, Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Hi.
I believe the mayor is off. There's no other trustees listed. Thank you all. Meeting is adjourned.